ओम शांति। साइलेंस, द पावर ऑफ साइलेंस। As wonders, all the creativity takes place in silence. A seed silently in the ground gets life, the potential opens up this potential. It's only when it is deep in the ground. Otherwise, it grows only up to a sprout, but not a tree. But when it is in the silence in the ground, the roots are becoming stronger and the tree is growing. So a tree of life grows. And expression of the spiritual powers of virtues express itself when the deeper introspection is taking place. The life becomes fruitful. Foundation of the building is hidden, it's incognito. The stronger the foundation, building can be longer, taller. So we are able to see, can be far-sighted when there is insight, an insight becoming clear. So through meditation, we become introspective. We experience Baba's light and might. Spirituality takes stronger roots. The soul itself is a point of light. Baba's drishti, wonder, power of Baba's drishti, is his one glance takes us beyond. Makes us let go of this physical costume. It is just like the physical body is there, but because all in between the body and the soul, so much had been collected of my. So the pure I and internal I, pure I, which is the I, the soul, and the I of divine insight, the inner I, was not able to see what belongs to me and what belongs, doesn't belong to me. Collected everything. And through drishti, divine insight, we are able to let go which doesn't belong to us. And Baba then transforms that vacuum, that power, because it's now space is there. And you can easily see the body of light. As Baba said today, if you have a habit of seeing the body, see the body of light. In order to see, we need to open our eyes. Our drishti is a spiritual drishti, spiritual vision. Baba's vision is vision of our perfect stage. He sees us in our perfect stage. And so it is not that we are in trance, but it's transformation, transparent stage. Through Baba's drishti, everything is transparent. Through Baba's drishti, because of purification, is experience of transformation. What transformation is? This is still, this I is there, but its I belong to Baba. And Baba belongs to me. All Baba's power then you begin to feel. When Baba belongs to me, and then the security is felt. The security comes through Baba's blessed drishti, because his vision is focused on us. Drishti means, Baba's drishti means that I am sitting in Baba's eyes. I am light of Baba's eyes. Baba says, you are my Noore Ratna, you are the jewel of my eyes. And so when I am jewel of Baba's eyes, Baba's drishti makes me jewel, valuable. And when I am seeing this myself as valuable, this drishti then becomes so divine that only it looks at valuable things. So divine, our vision also becomes divine. Baba's drishti makes our intellect divine, our vision divine. And then we begin to see, not through our vision, how Baba sees it. Others get Baba's drishti through us. As we are seated in Baba's eyes. One time I had a deep desire to go into trance, because I wanted to meet Baba, I wanted to see how is Baba's light. I know He is the Almighty, because knowledge itself is might. The encouragement He gives, that is also might. Faith He has in us, that is also might. Realization He gives, that is also might. Because it's without this might we cannot bring transformation. But light means the light of God's eyes, means light is knowledge and we begin to see with this eye. So this light is in this people, this tiny dot. And this Baba's drishti, then because you become detached, heart opens up automatically. This light creates love. It's the light of love. Love enables you to be light and brings lightness. And in this God's love, the heart is opened. And you feel that when heart is open, this closeness, companionship, it's Baba's drishti, is me and he, me and my Baba. It's a natural vibrations. Baba's drishti pulls us. Concentrate, like our attraction or interest which is on the other side, or even the intellect is engaged on other side, other things. It's a subtle wire that pulls you towards himself. Because his drishti is focused on us. It is just like in even everyday life we experience, it might be a crowd of thousands in a theater or open theater or what is called stadium perhaps. And your friend is sitting somewhere in front. Thousands of people are there. You think of that person. And with your eye, now you want to contact. It's the eye of the mind. Your thought. And out of these thousands of hundreds of thousand people, this, your vision, because you are not seeing the crowd, you are seeing that person. That person looks behind, looks the side where you are standing. You experience this? Have you experienced this somewhere? And then people said, yeah. So if we can reach the person, you are sitting here and somebody is waiting for you outside, suddenly you want to turn behind, about turn. So his drishti makes us free from other attractions and connections. This company, companionship. So I was telling my experience of drishti. So I wanted to have divine vision, literally this divine vision, I go in trance. And I want to see, I know I experienced might of Baba, but I wanted to see the light. So I wanted to go in trance. Baba said, come in the morning. I went, very excited. I sat in Baba's room in Madhuban, next to Baba on Baba's gaddi, this mattress, very near, only a little bit distance in between. Baba's drishti made me forget that where I was. I was just there, and what I'm seeing is just the light. In Baba's drishti was attraction. Special power. And I felt this one is this sitting in Baba's eyes, and Baba's drishti is is filled with love, it's filled with power, it is filled with blessings. And it is God's drishti. God Himself is sitting in this. Where do I want to go? This is light. And Baba said, daughter, you don't need to go into trance. You don't need to go into the subtle regions. Subtle region will come to you. And through your drishti, others will experience Baba's drishti. And many times, it is the feeling, this, it's not drishti, through my drishti, others are experiencing Baba's drishti. It's that feeling. And sitting in Baba's eyes, and it is eye-to-eye contact. It creates self-respect in us. This is our vision, that pure vision, divine vision, benevolent vision, loveful vision, encouraging vision. So magic in Baba's drishti, power in Baba's drishti. Even now when we sit in Baba's room and Baba is in front of us, it's Baba takes the support of matter. When he was in the corporeal form, he used to take support of the corporeal form is matter for him. And now he's also taking matter, support of matter. And if he wants to give drishti to someone, then he can take the support of matter. So we become instrument to give Baba's drishti. Baba's drishti, the power of Baba's drishti changes our srishti, our world. That is the power of drishti. Because srishti means the world, the creation. Because it changes our vritti, our attitude. As is vritti, our attitude. So now here I belong to Baba. Baba's vision on me. My vision is focused on Baba. Baba is my world. The whole world is changed for us. So Baba's drishti changes our srishti, our world. Now we see the world with Baba's drishti, with a different vision. This world also with a different vision of detached. This interest, there's no attraction, there's no temptation, there's not a bondage towards the bodily being. It's the power of his drishti. And this drishti then, because it's Baba's drishti, enables us to see not only this transformed world, but the new world. Baba's drishti, the power of drishti, makes us swadarshan chakradhari. Darshan, we have vision of our own self. We have a vision of our own perfect form. And that is what is the might, the experience of meditation, of silence. Swadarshan. Vision of my own self. So Baba's drishti, the power of Baba's drishti is a very powerful mirror which makes me see only of my perfect form. A beautiful form of myself. And then when that form is there, then is the realization, this is me, reality. And this truth realization of what is my perfect form, of the self as a light, I see the divinity. As Baba, then Baba's drishti is on us, and what he sees us? Of our divine form, of our angelic form, of our perfect form, of our spiritual self. So this is what it is called, God's vision, blessed vision. His blessings are filled in it. It's silence, but blessings are there in it. And this is what it is, God sees everything. God sees everywhere. It's a might of purity. So our vision also becomes pure. This vision, spiritual vision, drishti, automatically brings intoxication. And then that time when there's intoxication in this drishti, this intoxication is amazing how lightness, joy, self-respect is there. We forget the old world. So his drishti is a magnetic pull. There is this, what is happening when Baba is there? All the time it is, we are just focused on him. It's a magnet. Isn't it? You experience that. Somebody is in the middle, you try to make a window that the whole vision is focused. Sometimes camera comes in between, you feel this term. Somebody stands in between. What it is we are taking? It is drishti. It's a magnet. So that through drishti you feel a magnetic pull, and so this closeness comes. It's just like combined. His benevolent vision, this pure vision, makes us really companion of him. Shiv Shakti, godly power is filled in us. So this light, insight, godly might is in drishti. So light and might and divine insight. Which is felt in experience in detached consciousness with the power of love. Om Shanti.